Welcome to the Ditch the Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Alana Rosso. I'm a graphic designer turned career and success coach who knew I could do better, but kept falling short of where I wanted to go. But after years of exploring personal and career development, business, money mindset, and energy work, I'm here to tell you that yes, you can move from stuck and defeated to empowered and confident. Ready to dive in? Awesome. Together, let's ditch the struggle. Hi, everyone. It's Alana. And in today's episode, we are going to keep it light and we're going to talk about Toastmasters. Have you thought about joining Toastmasters? Do you wonder what Toastmasters is? What is a Toastmaster? What's happening? What goes on in those meetings? Do you have those questions? I certainly did. And I was really curious about it. And you can see certain things online and read about it. But until you're in it, you don't really know what it's all about. So I'm going to peel back behind the curtain and give you some tips on if you do want to join Toastmasters, because I think there's a way to do it that can work for almost everybody. But the truth is, Toastmasters isn't for everybody. I do highly recommend it. If you don't want to listen to the whole episode and you're thinking about joining, I really recommend it. I loved it. It was a pretty life-changing experience. But it's not for everybody. Like, if you told my husband that he was supposed to join Toastmasters to go join it, yeah, he wouldn't. He just like absolutely would not. Not for him, not his vibe. And I didn't know if it was going to be for me, but I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to share some of my stories and talk about some of the wildness to it, because it does have a flavor to it. Toastmasters is a thing. People get really into it. And I think that's actually what turns a lot of people off, is that people get very intense about it. They're obsessed with it and it can almost feel a little culty. So I'm going to share some tips as to how to avoid that. And like most things in life, I think you can enjoy them and, you know, be involved in it as much as you want without getting too far deep. Now, I only did it for about 14 months, because I had joined the city of Mississauga as an employee. I was a contract employee doing a graphic design contract. And I had been thinking about joining Toastmasters for a while. I really wanted to improve my speaking. I wanted a new challenge. I wanted that feeling of putting myself out there. I've talked about how 2016 was just a shit year for me. And 2017 was about building myself back up. I needed to just get my life together and start figuring out who I was, really, and start feeling successful. And I'd always loved public speaking in grade school. I used to enter competitions and I started resisting it. As I started feeling kind of crappy about myself towards high school, and then college was really tough, I hadn't thought too much about going up in front of people and talking. But there was a part of me that knew that that was something I wanted to do. And I'm not sure why I wanted to, but I did. So when I joined the city of Mississauga, I saw that they had a Toastmasters club within the company. And this is common. There are Toastmasters clubs that are specifically part of different organizations and companies. So if you go work at, let's say, Royal Bank, I think there's different clubs within different Royal Bank locations and things like that. Any company can start a Toastmasters, or any organization can start their own club. You just have to kind of go through a process. So ours was called COMET, the City of Mississauga Employee Toastmasters Club. They usually give themselves cute, kind of fun names. So yeah, I decided to jump in. And let me begin by giving you an overview of Toastmasters from the Toastmasters site. For nearly 100 years, Toastmasters International has helped millions of people become more confident communicators, public speakers, and leaders. The Toastmasters Network and its Learn by Doing program were created to help you gain the skills needed to achieve your personal and professional goals. So some of the things in Toastmasters that you'll do are feedback and evaluations in a supportive environment, practice giving prepared and impromptu speeches. You can take on meeting roles if you desire. I was the VP of PR when I was in my club. You can have also access to a mentor that works with you and really helps you build your speaking skills. There's also speech contests. Contests are a pretty big part of Toastmasters, but they're completely voluntary. You do not have to enter any contests. As a group, you will evaluate each other in the contest, but you don't have to participate. Now, I did. I jumped right in. When I joined, I was like, I'm doing it all. I joined as a board member, or like a VP of PR, and that's really because I knew graphic design and could make nice looking posters. And that's what the PR person did for the most part. Well, not really, but yeah, you know what I mean. But I did. I went right into the contest, and I think I entered the humorous category because one of my speeches that I did that was, I did pretty well with, I got, I think, to the area level. There's like different, there's like district, division, and area, and it kind of goes through this whole, these levels, right? It was on me getting a mullet. One day, once upon a time, I went to this Parisian French hairdresser at some really shishi salon, and she literally gave me a mullet. Within like a minute, she took out electric clippers, buzzed my hair around, and most of it was on the ground, and I ended up with a mullet. It's a pretty funny story. And well, I cried actually, so I don't know how funny it was, but that was like what happened. So you can talk about anything in Toastmasters. Your speeches can be about anything. They don't have to be serious. There were definitely some great serious topics. I remember a great speech on distracted driving, but there are different kinds of competitions that you can enter. There's a humorous section, evaluation, tall tales, table topics. Table topics, anyone can enter words. You don't have to have anything prepared. So even if you're just new to joining, you don't have to have learned how to write a speech or learn anything about that. You are given a topic to talk about and you just make up something and talk impromptu for a couple minutes. It's all timed. That's one thing about Toastmasters, is that everything is timed. So every speech, every table topic you talk about, anything that's impromptu, everything is timed. And what I loved so much was how you do learn to respect time when it comes to speaking. So when I go into a job interview and they say you do a 15-minute presentation, you better believe that that is a 15-minute or less presentation. I never go over. When I need to do something that's timed, I think that Toastmasters training is just ingrained in you. And it's a respect thing of other people's time, learning how, yeah, it's just a skill that I really appreciate. And that was something I didn't know I'd get out of Toastmasters. But yeah, you can go through, it looks like you go through area, division, and district levels, and then you move up. And yeah, so you can definitely do the competition part, but you don't have to. And I think that's really important to note, because some people are worried that they're going to have to go into that whole world. And that can get really intense and really competitive, because the truth is, writing a speech, preparing it, and practicing it takes a lot of time. And so if you don't want to do all of that, it's okay. You can just kind of focus on table topics, where it's like the Toastmaster who's running the meeting will say, hey, we're going to talk about gardening. And people just get up and talk for, I think it's usually 1 minute or 2 minutes, about gardening. And the whole point is just to get up, literally stand up and start talking, because we don't always do that. And so if you're someone who does like to hang back, as I say, like sit at the back of the room and just like observe, this is a great way to force yourself in a very supportive environment. People are so great and everyone is just a cheerleader, at least in my club they were. And get used to saying things, get used to saying more. And again, it does not have to be serious. The writing part of Toastmasters was something that I really enjoyed, like writing the speeches. So if you are someone who likes writing, that's a huge component of it. And I have been writing since like 2016. I've had a blog and really haven't had much formal writing training since high school, but I really enjoyed the process of writing the speech. And I remember one member came up, an older gentleman. He was retired from the working at the city, and he was still a member of Toastmasters, Bob. And he was so fun to chat with. And he came up to me at the end of one of the competitions, and he's like, you know, out of all the speeches today, yours was the most well-written. And I say that because I hadn't really given any thought to writing and hadn't thought about really pursuing it in any way. And that one little boost of confidence, or that compliment that was like at a time that I really needed it, I think had a profound effect on me creating the blog and writing and eventually having some published articles. And the interesting part of this is too, like, I didn't go into Toastmasters thinking that I was going to learn or get some insight into my writing skills. I was there to about my speaking skills. And I guarantee you, you're going to go into Toastmasters if you do it, and you're going to learn things about yourself and realize you have talents that you never thought about. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's just having impromptu conversations and doing the table topics. Maybe it's running on the board and keeping everyone organized. Maybe there's a social aspect of it. It's like, I don't know. There's something about it. I think it's because everyone is so supportive and really is in that cheerleading headspace that you're going to find out that you can do things that you didn't know you can do. Definitely, certainly for me, I did not win the competition that day. I had a lot to learn. I had a lot to hone, but it kept me motivated to keep going. Again, it's not just about speaking. There's so many layers to the experience, and I guarantee you're going to learn something about yourself that you did not know about it yourself before. Now, one thing I want to point out about Toastmasters is what I love about it is also the cost of it is very, very reasonable. It's looked on their website. It looks like it's right now about $60 US to join, and then a $20 US new member fee. So like $80 US, and then any additional club dues. That's not a lot of money. Those are very minimal. I think I paid about $120 for the whole year. Now, this is back in like 2017, 2018, so it's a while back. But I would say definitely it's not going to cost you more than $150. So I don't know where you can go and get a year's worth of speaking training for $150. Now, how they usually work is you meet twice a month for about 2 hours. Now, there's differences with that. Some of them, like the club I was in, what I loved about it was that we met for 50 minutes, 5-0, on a lunch hour every week. So it was very consistent, but it wasn't a huge amount of time, and it was just over a lunch hour. So I was kind of in and out, got my thing, like did it, and had that experience. And again, I had that consistency. You guys know I love consistency. But it didn't feel as big of a time suck and a time commitment than doing some of their 2 or 2 hours and 15 minutes twice a month. And then, you know, there's sometimes like the time of commuting to put into that too, which actually segues me right into the tips. I'm going to go into 6 tips about Toastmasters and just, again, keeping in mind that I absolutely recommend it. But these things will help you have a better experience now that I've done it. And I have considered joining another club since. I definitely looked around and was shopping around for clubs in 2020, I think, or 2019. Sorry, 2019. But I didn't find a club I liked, which actually joins me. Like, this is, we're going into the tips now. So number one would be join a club close to where you work or live. So think of the logistics, because it is a time commitment and it's an energy commitment to do Toastmasters. And you do have to make space for it. Now, you don't want to fall into the trap of never doing it because you never think you have time, because you do have time for the things you make a priority. And at that point in 2017, I decided to make it a priority, but it definitely was a time commitment. It was a lot of energy and I put a lot into it, right? So I say it's really helpful if you find a club close to you. Again, mine was like where I worked. Go for convenience. Find one where the time works for you. Some of them meet at like 7:30 in the morning. If that works for you, like, go for it. But there are like thousands of clubs, but just find the one that is actually close to either where you work or you live. Number two is go and visit multiple clubs. You can attend as a guest by registering online. You can go online, search in your area for clubs around you. You're going to be shocked at how many there are. They're everywhere. And you can go up online, put your name in, and you can go as a guest and go to different clubs. You need to find a club that is the right fit and the right vibe. Some of them are really intense. Some of them are more casual. My club was very casual and everyone was just, there was a, like, everyone had a great sense of humor. It was like we took it seriously and we were really professional about it, but by no means did I feel it was this like extra stressful thing on my plate. And no one was a crazy type A, and I say that with love to all my type A friends, but it just, the vibe was right for me, and every club has a totally different vibe. So for example, in 2019, when I was shopping around for another club, I was working around Yonge and Bloor in Toronto. So I went to a couple different ones. And I didn't actually went to two, didn't care for the vibe of either of them. One of them was, I think it was on a Monday, I went to the as a guest. And they're like, yeah, so on Thursday we're having our open house. Does anyone have any ideas as to how we should promote it? And I'm like, dude, your thing is on Thursday and you haven't even thought through like how you're promoting it, what the theme is, what like are you giving snacks? So while I say I'm not a type A, I'm definitely a bit of a planner, and they didn't seem to have their shit together. And I was like, this is not my kind of scene. I want people who have been thinking about the event like 6 weeks ago. And I know that's a bit of a funny story and maybe that sounds a bit judgy, but there was, yeah, just wasn't fitting. And in the end, I always go with my gut. You'll hear that over and over again. So check out multiple clubs, go and just see what it's like at different ones. Number three is do not try to change your natural speaking style to be like someone else. You want to be the best version of you, not someone else. So if you are not naturally funny or have a desire to be funny, don't force yourself to be this funny, comedic public speaker. Go for being just your genuine, smart storyteller kind of vibe. Speak from the heart. You're really trying to bring out the best of yourself, your natural style. And if you're a designer or creative, you know what that means in a way, because everyone has their natural design style, their natural way of working, and you really want to lean into that. The moment that we try and lean into someone else's style, it usually becomes a bit of a hot mess, right? I think the same thing's very applicable to public speaking. I remember this very specific moment. There was a guy in our Toastmasters club. We'll just call him Mike. Mike was a force. He was like Tony Robbins, like the energy of Tony Robbins, but he was shrunk down. He wasn't very tall, super into fitness. I think he worked in the fitness department. So funny. Just walked out, took up the whole room, like just a powerhouse. And he had a great speech. It was all about trying to find a wife. Now, the guy was only like 25 or something, but in his culture, that was what the speech was about. He was expected to get married and he was on a mission to get a wife. And you know what? Within the year that I was in Toastmasters, he did find a wife and he did get married. So he was, maybe if you, you know, join Toastmasters, you'll find a spouse. I don't know. But we were in this competition and like just within our club first, because you just compete within the people in your own club. And I was going after him and he was doing his speech. And I believe it was this really amazing speech about this funny one about finding a wife. And at first I was like, oh my God, how can I follow this guy? This is like, he's so strong on stage. He's just naturally great at this. He's got a gift here. But what was really bizarre was that he was only 1 or 2 minutes into his speech and I completely chilled out. I completely relaxed and I realized, oh, I don't have to be like Mike. I'm not Mike. I'm not going to try and be like Mike, and I'm just going to do my own thing. And it doesn't matter if I'm doing something totally different. And there's no point in really comparing myself. Even though it was a competition, like the comparison just fell away. And I don't know where this radical moment of acceptance came from, but it came. And I just went on to do my thing. And I can't remember if that instance I advanced to the next, because sometimes the first 1 and 2 people go forward. But the point is, you got to be you, and Toastmasters can help you bring out the best version of yourself because the people in the room will help to see what your qualities and your strengths are and you can lean into them. Okay, so number four, speak up in every meeting. Even if you don't want to, you really need to force yourself. this is like a bit of Mel Robbins vibe. Like you're never, what does she say? Like you're not always going to feel like, you know, getting out of bed or doing whatever. You got to force yourself. I feel like Toastmasters is like that. You'll feel better once you leave if you at least got up and said one thing during the meeting. There's a very specific itinerary that we follow every meeting, and the I think whoever's running the meeting, who is called the Toastmaster, makes the agenda for the meeting, and so we follow it. And there's always time for people to just, you know, get up and do and have these impromptu moments and chat. So you want to participate. Like, speak up in every meeting, even when you do not feel like it, because that's how you're going to get the most out of it. Number five is, I do recommend entering the competitions, even if you don't have the time to write the speeches, go into the table topics category, where it's impromptu speaking skills, and your competition is based on that. It is so fun. There's a lot to learn from it, a lot of growth. You're going to be deeply uncomfortable. And you know how I love when you're deeply uncomfortable. I was deeply uncomfortable. I found it really difficult, but it's pretty fun. It's really social. Actually, I do remember behind the stage or behind the one was in a school or something. I was very new to Toastmasters. I had a full out, was it a panic attack? I think just an anxiety attack because I was freaking out over, I was in a table topics competition, just freaking out. And someone saw me and they're like, are you okay? That kind of moment. Super glad I did that. I don't know. I like to go through that pain, I guess, and come out the other side. So enter the competitions. Hopefully you won't have any anxiety attacks, but if you do, you're going to be fine because I was fine too. And you're just going to make it through and it's worth it. So number six, go in with a curious and lighthearted attitude. Do not take it too seriously. Don't get too caught up in the competitions. Some of them get very hardcore about it. They want to win, you know, at all costs. People are in Toastmasters. Some people are in it for like 25 years and they're like, that's their life. So you don't have to go in with that attitude or that fervor, vigor. You don't have to go in with that. I think going in with just like curiosity and let's try this and see how it goes is really the best way to go into it. That's certainly what I did. And I found it really helpful. I didn't like put pressure on myself to succeed or to win. I was absolutely deeply uncomfortable because I wasn't feeling too strong and confident going in. So, and I was having a lot of stresses in my life, but I didn't put the pressure on myself to like, yeah, win everything or be like amazing from the get-go. I gave myself the time and space to adjust. And then going back to number two is, remember, finding the club that's a good fit for you, that really supports you and feels like a good fit. I didn't want to go into a club that was like, let's just crush the competition. You know, that was not my vibe. It's never going to be my vibe. So those are my suggestions. So I'll just top line them again. So join a club that is close to where you work or live. That's number one. Number two, go and check out and visit multiple clubs. Number three, do not change your natural speaking style to be like someone else. Number four, speak up in every meeting. Number five, enter the competitions, even if you don't want to. And number six, go in with a curious and lighthearted attitude. Joining Toastmasters really is the ultimate get comfortable being uncomfortable experience. Very much worth it. The struggle is real, but it is worth going through. I felt like kind of a different person when I emerged in 2018. And the only reason I left that club is because I left that job. So I couldn't be a member of that specific club and those people, but I'm still in touch with some of those people, which I love. And I will do it again. I'm pretty sure I'll join Toastmasters at some point when I feel like I have a little bit more time and energy to give to it. What might be fun too is getting someone who's like been in Toastmasters a while and having them on the show and just talking a little bit about it, because it's kind of a global phenomenon when you go into the deep dive and look it up. So if you have any more questions about Toastmasters, please feel free to reach out. I will answer all of them. And yeah, good luck with that. I know that you will, as I said, get more out of it than just learning how to be a better speaker. You're going to learn things about yourself that you didn't know that you needed to learn, and it will be totally worth it. Thank you for joining me today on Ditch the Struggle. You showing up here means so, so much to me. To dig deeper into the topics discussed today and to learn about my work, visit alanarosa.com. And don't forget to download your free resources while you're there. And if this episode resonated with you, please share with others who also want to ditch the struggle. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating and a review, and let me know what you'd like to see more of on this podcast. And before I go, I want to leave you with my three favorite ways to ditch the struggle. Be your own best advocate, take baby steps for the win, and forget about a linear career path. It's overrated and you are doing just fine. See you next time.